Hello?
Hi, I'm Margaret.
It
Hiya, it's Francesca calling from INS Law about an application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to speak?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah, no problem. So before we begin, I just need to take some details for data protection purposes. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, 2 seconds, sorry. Would I be able to get your full first, your first, middle, and last name, please?
Margaret Jacqueline Lundy Cooper is my
Perfect,
full
thank
name.
you. And were you ever known by any other names while you were in care?
No, just
No?
Margaret Cooper, no.
No problem. And can I grab your date of birth, please?
22nd of January 1978.
25th, did you say?
No, 22.
22nd, no problem. And can I get your current address, please?
This is number 2, Cheviot Gardens. Hill, Irvine, Ayrshire, Kilo Alpha 11, 1 Golf, Zulu.
What was that one goal?
Zulu.
Perfect,
Yes,
thank
sir.
you. And did you happen to recall your address prior to being in care?
Pardon?
Do you recall your address that you were in prior to being in care?
No.
Do you remember the local area or the council or anything that you were under?
But then,
Before you were placed in care, what council were you under?
no, it's a case it was. My mum had passed away and my father had to come back up to Birmingham and I don't know my brother.
What was the council, sorry?
North Ayrshire Council.
North Ayrshire.
Yes.
Thank you. And would I be able to grab your parents' names?
Pardon, my parents' names.
Yeah.
It's Wilma Lundy was my mum. She died when I was 5.
Wendy Cooper, was it?
Pardon?
Wendy Cooper, did you say?
No, Wilma Lundy, Lundy.
Wilma Wendy.
Lundy, Lundy, my middle
Oh,
name.
Lundy, sorry. And your father, did
They're calling my dad, William Cooper.
you? Perfect. And if you registered with a GP at the moment, would I be able to grab the name of the practice?
Yes, it's Butcher Hill Medical Practice, Irvine, up Butcher Hill. Irvine, Ayrshire.
Thank you. So I understand that discussing experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call, and if you need a break or further explanation or anything like that, let me know, okay?
Right, okay.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties you want to make me aware of?
No, I'm nervous.
That's okay, no problem. Just take your time, okay? And if you need a break, just let me know. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll go through, so explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. We'll explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, and then we'll go through the funding and fees, and then gather information to assess whether we can assist you and how we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So to make sure that you know all your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you can apply to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, and they're paid by the government for assisting you with the application. So participating solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, whether you're successful or not. INS Law, so we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'll be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So that will be sent to you following this phone call as well. And so we're not paid by the government for helping you. Would I just be able to confirm that you've not assisted any other solicitors to act for you in
No,
relation to the scheme at all? No?
I just get told about his
Yeah.
no.
Yeah, that's okay, no problem. So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application, you again pay nothing. So if you're successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. So the total fees, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment, and you never pay more than that agreed cap. And again, like I said, it's a no-win, no-fee. There's no prior fees or anything like that. Is that all okay? Do you have any questions so far?
No.
No problem. So I've got to make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that you will be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call. So if you decide to instruct us, what we help with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence on your behalf, and then we prepare and submit the application for you. We do all the correspondence with the scheme themselves, and then if an offer is made, then we can advise you on any offers, and we can then explain the statutory waiver to you. So it's important because if you accept an offer, it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims regarding the matters. So you're never expected to accept an offer unless you fully know the consequences of it all. And then following the outcome, if you're unhappy with it, we can assist you then with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme.
Right. So you helped me along with deciding that too.
What was that, sorry?
You helped me along with deciding things in that too.
So
needed advice, you should help me.
Yeah, so we can give you any legal support and anything like that. So we do all the application for you, and then any communication we get from Redress on your behalf, we deal with it all. So we'll only be in contact if they say requested further information. And then following this phone call, so we'll go through your care settings and then take short statements about your time in them. And then further down the line, once we've gathered and reviewed all the evidence so we can collect, we'll have to do further witness statement with you.
Right.
So it'll be in greater detail because we'll have like the timeline and everything like that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if the redress offer is made to you, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything as well, okay?
Yeah.
So with your right to cancel, so if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And also, we can begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Also, so if for us to act formally for you, so we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address that has a date stamp on it within 3 months of today's date. Are you able to provide those?
Through my email.
Yeah, so I'll send you an email with what kind of things you can send over afterwards. So it'll be like a passport or driving license and then a letter.
I've not got a drive. That goes my bus pass.
Have you got your birth certificate, did you say?
I'm at home. I'm just heading to a friend's. My birth certificate, but I've got my bus pass. I've got my pay within the last 3 months.
Yeah, so if you can sign that, so regarding the letters or anything like a bank statement, so if you don't have photographic ID, we can accept three forms of proof of address instead. So it'll be three letters dated within 3 months. Is that okay?
Yes.
Instead of, yeah, perfect. So we'll just go through the application section now if you're ready to continue.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So regarding contacting you, so it's usually by phone call, email and message. Are those all okay?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. And in regarding impact factors, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
Sorry, say that again.
Have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
Yes.
And what would it be, sorry?
I've got... I've got angina.
Okay.
I've got epilepsy, sciatica, COPD, asthma.
Okay.
I've had three heart attacks and a stent in.
Okay, no problem. I'll pop it on the file for
you. I've got glaucoma on my right eye.
Okay. I'll pop on your file for you. So when we contact your GP, we'll be able to gather all your medical records. So then we'll have all that information as well.
Right, okay.
So you can add a beneficiary to your application in case anything was to happen to you. Would you like to do that?
No, I've got nobody. Anyway, I'm just started seeing somebody, but I'm not going to put anybody's name drinking.
Yeah,
I mean.
That's okay. You can always do it at a later date if you choose to anyway.
Right, okay, thanks.
So you mentioned that you weren't known by any other names while in care, no?
No.
No? No problem.
Well, my nickname is Meg, but that was just a nickname, but it was Margaret.
Okay. So would Meg be on any of the forms or any records or anything like that?
No, nothing.
Okay, no problem. And have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries, compensation, related to the abuse, or an advance payment scheme?
No, nothing.
No? And do you have any criminal convictions?
short lastings.
Okay, that's okay. So it's asking, so for things related to violence or sexual offences or imprisonment for 5 years?
No.
Okay. No. No problem. So regarding your care settings, so how old were you when you were first placed into care?
Right now, well, my mum is actually in the mother and baby unit with me and my wee brother on one side, but my father was doing it in England. After that, she passed away when she was 24, I was five, and then he could come up and adopt me, my wee brother, and the family wanted us. So I ended up in and out care after that, so that maybe next year, about 10 months onwards.
10 years old, yeah?
Aye, in and out, in and out.
And where were you placed then?
I was placed at Dalrymple Place Children's Home I was in.
How do I spell that, sorry?
D-A-L-R-Y-M.
Dalrymple, okay.
Dalrymple Place.
And how long
children.
Were you there for?
Well, I don't see when I was 10, I don't know. But later on, a couple of years later, I spent about 3 years in there. I've been in and out free, you know what I mean? I was also in Halley Place in Saltcoats.
And what area was that, sorry?
Saltcoats. I was at Carewell as a day pupil for school, but I went through abuse there and seen an awful lot too.
Okay. So were there any other care settings that you were in?
Care settings? No.
So it's the Dalrymple Place and then the Halley Place.
Halley Place, yes. Dalrymple Place, Halley Place. Carewell is a day pupil.
What was that, sorry?
Carewell and Stevenson.
Can you spell that for me, sorry?
K-E-R.
Yeah.
E-L.
Yeah.
A-W.
Perfect, thank you.
It was two boys units, two girls units, and it was open for day people, stay for schooling, and there was a security unit in it.
So it was like a school with a secure unit?
Aye, and for two boys units, two girls units that people stayed in too. I went as a day people. My wee brother was actually in the secure unit, so I didn't, but I went through abuse there too.
Okay. And how old were you when you left?
Okay. Well, I was just as a day people, so I would say that as in residential when I left, children's home residential. You talking? I sat my exams in Carewell, so I was 16 then, right? But as a residential, it would be, I think, 14. I don't remember, please.
Until you were 14.
Aye, because I'd been out and out the situation with my father sexually abusing me too.
Okay. So you first went to Dalrymple Place when you were about 10 years old, you were 14.
I went to Dalrymple Place, right? Then I came away from there. I was only in there maybe a short time. And then I came away from there. Ended up back in my father's custody. Ended up at Harley Place in Saltcoats.
Yeah.
Back out. Back at Dalrymple Place again. I spent the majority of about 3 years there. And then I was at Carewell's a Day Pupil.
Okay.
But I was at Dalrymple Place Children's Home when I went to Carewell's a Day Pupil. It's weird, this.
Okay. So in regards to those settings, so would you be able to tell me about your time in each of those places? We'll start with the Dalrymple one.
Well, Dalrymple, I can't remember much about 10, but it was me, the night shift staff. It was coming in and trying to touch me up and that.
Yeah.
And also, it was verbal abuse too. I don't know if this matters.
So we include any physical, sexual, mental, psychological.
Every one of them. Every one of them. Because I've got a psychiatrist, I've got mental health problems. And they're just, it's a paranoid schizophrenic. Because of it all.
Yeah. So everything from physical to psychological.
Yes, everything. Because I can remember bits about my mum, keeping my mum, and obviously it was coming back, and it was some bad nightmares about my dad was doing to me and that.
Yeah. So we said the night staff.
Right.
So would you be able to tell me briefly about that experience?
Yeah, well, he used to come in, and he used to rub his hand through the bottom of my legs right up. I used to try and kick the guy to get me off. His name was actually John Deeper. I can remember.
John?
Deeper. G-I-E-B-L-E-R.
John Deeper.
As I say, he was rubbing his hand up. I'm trying to kick him off. But I remember one time he actually had two fingers up me and I started screaming. So I tried to put in a complaint the next day, but nothing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know what it's like with staff back then.
Yeah. So you said you started screaming and tried to complain.
Aye.
And what were you told when you complained?
Margaret will take in and that, but the staff just stuck together, basically.
What was that, sorry?
I'm saying the staff had just stuck together. That, basically, my opinion never mattered.
Yeah. And you also mentioned the verbal and psychological side of it.
Yes.
So, with the verbal, did you recall any kind of things they used to say to you?
I was a fat bastard. Because I was quite fat then. A fat bastard. Nobody wanted me. You're in here. New one is staff, night shift staff. At the Rimple, Mrs. Ann Fletcher. She knew my mum because she worked at the Mother and Baby. She was a staff at the Mother and Baby unit with my mum. And my wee brother was here with me. So she used to hear me screaming, shouting in my nightmares, right? And that's when it's come out about my dad.
Yeah.
That sexually abused me. So he used to shout, you deserved it and that. I've had my own way with you. And now I was in tears and everything. And I actually tried to run away a few times, so I did.
So you experienced constant nightmares while you were there, and did the staff just told you to stop, and right. There's no care or anything?
No. Even a couple of staff, I remember one of them, even GoFundMe too, came out, I mean, right, and that just attacked me, because I gave him his back, he just attacked me. And then I actually had a pool crew on his own, because I think we were actually playing pool at the time.
What did he do? You said you were playing pool.
He said something to me, but my head was all messed up back then, and then I didn't know if it was coming or going. I think it's through my head to all sorts, and that's my dad, and that. I remember arguing, and then he kind of went to for me with the pool crew. So he had. I remember dropping my pool crew and running. And I'll tell you, I was actually about 13 and a half then.
Yeah. Was this when you said that, so he was giving you verbal abuse and you spoke back and he attacked you?
He went for me with the pool crew. He never got a hold of me with the pool crew. Do you know what I mean? But he went for me.
And so you say then after that you were placed back with your father. What was the reason for that?
No, like after, sorry, baby, when was this? Wait, did you take this out? Sorry.
So you went from Dalrymple to Halley?
I went back with my father.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I went back with my father. Neither do I can't remember.
Was it because you tried to run away, or when you ran away that time, did you get placed back in the...
Aye, there was an emergency panel, and we got placed back in my father's care, me and my wee brother.
And then you were removed from his care again and then placed in...
Place of safety. Hallett Place, Gosie Barrett, me and my wee brother. So a neighbour phoned the police. Put us in a place of safety. Hallett Place. Nothing really happened in Hallett Place Children's Home.
Yeah.
No, because it's flagging for the staff, but still, that was like kind of verbal, but that was it.
Yeah. So then after that you went back out to your father, so would obviously that they were aware of what your father was doing to you but kept placing you back?
No, then they weren't aware then. No. It never came out to I was about 12, 13. It came out about my nightmares and that, and back at the Rimple Place Children's Home. I just kept it all inside me. I had never opened up to anybody on that about it. And having nightmares and that back at the Rimple Place. Then I just refused to go to school, and they put me to care law to that. They used to come pick me and a couple other people up to just the care law as a day people.
So was it your dad that placed you into care then?
No, we ran away.
So you ran away, got placed in, and then...
Aye.
When you ran away again, then you got sent back to your father because they didn't know what was going on.
Aye, correct.
Okay, I got you now.
Just had to remember, you know, it's just...
Yeah, no, that's okay. So then after that one, then you were sent to you went to the one in Carlow.
I went to Carlow as a day pupil. After having told, I went back to the Rimple Place. My father's came back to the Rimple Place.
Okay.
I spent about 2.5 years then.
Okay, and was it the same thing that happened in? The first time, we did that just continue while you went back? Yeah.
Aye.
Okay. Okay.
And I refused to go to school and that, so that's when they put me to care law. And there was two girl units and two boy units, so I had to go to Wilson as a day pupil and just go to classes in between. It's only at 6th class, but one of the John Muldoon at Care Law Wilson unit, he was actually batting the lassie at the time, and then he told me to keep my mouth shut. And the lassie could barely move, and before I got out of the room, he pinned me down, gave me a few slaps and that, and then he took me in and thingied me.
And what did he do, sir? Yeah.
Was
that in the school?
Aye.
Yeah. So where did he take you?
It was in the unit, it was in the Wilson unit, actually, you know what? The school was kind of separate, it was still in the same grounds as school, but it was in Wilson unit. So it was, he took me, well, it was in her room, and then he took me into a certain room that I would go, but it was a back-end office bit. He was like a kind of supervisor, his person.
Yeah.
So he took me in there. He was going to give me a report, which never happened. It was done.
Did you say you reported it?
I reported it, yeah.
So it never got looked into?
Well, at that time, there was another lot of reports going in about them. So there was. And other members of staff. I actually think that's how it gets shut down.
Yeah. So there's multiple members of staff doing it to multiple kids?
Aye. Mental, verbal, sexually.
Okay. So I've written all this down now, so I'll pop it all together and write up a statement. Is there anything else that you think that would be good to put into the statement? You don't have to if you don't want to, because obviously in the further one down the line, that one will be more in depth.
Right.
So is what I'll do now, so I'll gather all that information up and I've written it all down, pop it into a statement for you. and then I'll finish off the application. So regarding the application, so there's two that we can pursue under the scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed one, which is up to £100,000, and it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you've suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and the severity of everything we've spoken about today, I'd like to put you forward for an individually assessed payment application. Is that okay?
So tell me that again. Wait, sorry, what was that?
That's okay. So the first one is £10,000, and it's fixed amount regardless of the abuse. So we pursue the individually assessed payments up to £100,000. And that's everything we've spoken about today. I'd definitely recommend that one if that's okay with you.
£100,000?
Yeah, so it's up to
£100,000. Right, okay.
So following this now, so when I've written all these statements up and filled in your application, I'll send over some contracts for you to sign. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority so that we can act on your behalf to get all your records. Obviously, you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, so do it in your own time. I'll get them sent to you in the next hour. So would you like me to give you a call when I send them through if you have any questions?
Yeah, I've not really sent them through the email.
Yes, they'll come through on email and text message.
Right, okay. Aye.
Would you like me to give you a call when I send them over?
Yes, please.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, I'll get this sent over to you in the next hour, and then I'll give you a call, okay?
So how can I send them? Is it just like a boxer tick or something?
So I'll send that email now, actually, so you can have a look at that while I'm finishing.
I've got my Gmail address on my boyfriend's phone today.
Okay, yeah. So I've sent you an email now about the proof of address documents. You can send three of those over instead of the photographic ID. And then in the meantime, if you want to take a look at that while I write up the statement for you, and then I'll give you a call back soon when I send them out. Is that okay?
Right.
Okay, I'll speak to you very shortly, okay?
Right, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.